Hello, this is News Director Larissa Donovan. Joining me on the phone is a doctor from Sanford Health. Welcome to our show amidst the construction chaos.
Thank you.
So we're doing this interview over the phone, of course. Why don't you tell us your name and what department you work for at Sanford?
My name is Dr. Shayla Hesse. I'm an infectious disease physician at Sanford Bemidji. In fact, I am the infectious disease physician here. Currently, we only have one in our department. And I've been here in Bemidji for just over a year now.
Well, how do you like the area?
Well, it has its share of ups and downs, somewhat seasonally, as I've learned. I'm from Minnesota originally, but more on the Twin Cities area, so the winter was a little bit of
a little much
to me this year. But but yeah, no, this is the time of the year when we really, you know, get to reap all the benefits of being in northern Minnesota.
And some of the not so great benefits: we have a lot of ticks in right here in the Northwoods, and as an infectious disease doctor, you probably know all about those tick-related illnesses that some folks around our area might be suffering from at this moment.
Yes. Unfortunately, it's something that we see not uncommonly. And, you know, summer is the peak tick season, although we see cases in the spring and fall as well. Lyme disease is by far the most common that we see here, but anaplasmosis is a lesser known but still not infrequent tick-borne illness that we've seen in this area, especially this summer.
What is anaplasmosis?
So it is a bacteria that's transmitted by the bite of a tick. It's actually transmitted by the same ticks that can transmit Lyme disease. It can cause a variable spectrum of disease depending on the person. Typically, the symptoms are fever, chills, fatigue, headache, muscle aches. Occasionally, it can cause GI symptoms, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and joint pain, but that is less common. Typically, it's a self-limited disease, but in several cases that we've had here this summer, we've had to have patients hospitalized because of the severity of the illness. Fortunately, it does respond very well to an antibiotic called doxycycline, which is incidentally the same antibiotic that we prescribe for Lyme disease. So we recommend that anyone who has symptoms consistent with tick-borne illness be seen by their doctors so they can be evaluated and potentially treated.
What sort of patients are more susceptible to serious effects from these tick-borne illnesses?
So like most infectious diseases, elderly, immunocompromised, or people who have other chronic medical conditions are more likely to have a more severe course with this type of disease. And then in general, you know, there's exposure risk factors. So people who are outdoors people and out tromping around in high brush or in the woods frequently, you know, will just have a greater risk for exposure. And then also people who may not be able to be as aware of a tick bite on their body would also be more susceptible to coming down with a disease through the tick-borne illness.
What are some things we can do to prevent tick bites?
Well, I kind of think of it as, you know, there's multiple approaches you can take and try and prevent tick bites or ticks from transmitting disease at various stages. So, I mean, first and kind of most obvious would be to just avoid tick habitats if you're able to.
Sometimes easier said than done.
Yes. And you know, we want to be outside and enjoy the nice weather.
Well, we've got it.
Here. Yeah. But, you know, even you can do that in the context of still reducing your risk of picking up a tick by, you know, hiking along trails that that are cleared of heavy brush, kind of keeping to the center of the trail, if you're able to. Wearing long sleeves or long pants, you know, if it's not dreadfully hot out. Applying insect repellent that contains DEET has also been shown to help repel ticks. And definitely, and I would say this is an underestimated way to reduce your risk of tick-borne illness, is to treat and inspect your pets for ticks. Because oftentimes they, you know, go out and the ticks are able to burrow in their fur.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they don't infect your pet themselves, you know, can easily jump from them to you, you know, even indoors, you know, petting them or being around them. So that is definitely one risk factor that I think a lot of people look that could prevent a lot of tick-borne illness.
All right. So are there any, like, warning signs, which maybe we want to talk about Lyme's disease? Like, what are some of the telltale signs of Lyme's disease compared to anaplasmosis?
So Lyme's disease has a little bit more variable presentation in the range of symptoms it can present with. Definitely what can be most helpful and most characteristic is the rash that is sometimes not seen in all patients who have Lyme disease. But if you see a red, looks like a bullseye pattern rash, That is very characteristic, very highly suspicious for acute Lyme disease. And if you see that on your body, you should definitely present to your doctor as soon as you can, because we would at that point prescribe you a course of the antibiotic doxycycline to help prevent any further complications of Lyme disease.
All right. Well, doctor, I'm starting to get the creepy crawlies. You have anything you want to add about ticks before we wrap it up today?
I would just say, you know, stay safe. This is not to make anyone paranoid. In general, Lyme disease, anaplasmosis are very treatable diseases, but it does help to be aware and to take precautions when you can.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, doctor. We'll chat again soon, I hope.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Sure.